Non, because a Veset Aguf can be established as a Veset Kavua, as an independent Veset Aguf, even without the concomitant of Yomim. But a Veset Al Mikvitzes can only be established as a Veset Kavua with the concomitant of Yomim. That's according to Adarshi. But according to the two, it doesn't make any difference, because even Veset Al Mikvitzes can be established without the concomitant of Yomim as a Veset Kavua. So now the two starts discussing Veset Aguf. Yes, he was Veset Aguf, which is the 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 Aguf, so Rashi says, God of Shepesh Yitzri, when he stretches himself out, Mach Maskevet. V'yesh Miforshim, Shepeseyach Piv Mach Maskevet. It happens to the same kind of person. Sometimes when a person yawns, so he opens up his mouth, machmaskeves, because he's sleepy, or sometimes he stretches out because he's sleepy. So that's pilk. V'rach pireish yodom shenitzikil derech hagorem. The Rach explains pilk in another sense. In other words, belching. Yodom shenitzikil derech hagorem. Ushmosh nemes. There is only machlekes as to the meaning of the word. But there is no machlekes in the din, because what difference does it make whether the riyah is coupled with belching or with yawning? What difference does it make, as long as it is coupled with a certain bodily experience, bodily manifestation? Alright. וכן אם יישא תשס דרך מטו, או יחישש את מפקחי סוד ושיפולי מאו, שחזו כשכי צירי החדחס, או שחי שם לברעו כלי גמולאו, וכל אחד מאלו עם ירון כמו פורמים, וירוע עשו. כל מרובסת שבכל פעם שחישש את מנה אסור לשמש, ומי הוא בפי הוא קוית ושל פעם אחס, אם נבסת פליקמה, כי זה דרך כל הודו, וישינו אלוהים איזה כנהר מפורמים. זה החזה, ונראה לו כן דימוק בומי, שבכל פעם עושה כן, אבי בומי, אבי זה בסד. Now, so here the two mentions a certain kulin. In regard to a Veset Aguf, an independent Veset Aguf. So in regard to a Veset Ayomi, so we have aloche, if a woman sits down once on the fifth of the month, so the next month, on the fifth of the month, she has all the Bible. But that does not mean, but this is not true of Veset Aguf. That if, let's say, if a woman, let's say, will yawn or she'll belch, and she'll have the riyas down, let's say, a half an hour later, after she belched, she'll have the riyas down. So we don't say that next time she belches, she has all the Bible. We don't say that. Why? Because these things, so only if she had it a number of times, but if she had it just once, this meiro aguf, so she is not in masur on the basis of the veset shenikovo. This is what he says. So, v'imir like, el shkizet derech kol ha'odom, ve'in shinu elim keneiseh, kein harbi pomi, ve'zeh ha'chazeh, והמירה לו כגימו פעמים, שבכל פעם עושה לו כהרבה פעמים, הרי זה וסת. In other words, so then it becomes a וסת. וכולנו הווסטה שבגופו, אין להם זמן ידוע, כפרישיס, אלא בכל פעם שיקרא להם, זה המקרה, הוא וסת. In other words, so suppose a woman will belch, but the same aloche, that is true of Veset Ayomim, of Veset Shinikovu Avyomim, is true of Veset Aguf also. But in regard to Veset Ayomim, if a woman on a certain day had a riyas dam, tipas dam kechal, so the next month, the same day, she does so. But let's say, in respect to Veset Aguf, so we don't say that if a woman belches once, and then half an hour later, she has a riyas dam, so the next time she belches once, she'll be a solo Bible. But if one time she belched a number of times, and then she had her ears down, so then the second time that it happens that she belches a number of times, so she's a solo Bible. She has to anticipate the ears down. This is what he says. So it can be established as a veset kavua if three times she saw it. In other words, if a number of times, three times, different times, she belched, and all these three times when she belched, a number of times, not that she just belched once, because every person it happens, sometimes he belches, sometimes he yawns. But if a number of times it happened, three times a number of times, that's not the usual thing, and it was coupled, and all the three times it was coupled with the ears down, so then she establishes a vessel kavua. But if once she belched a number of times, she belched a number of times, so mimele it establishes a vessel chain kavua. Vimbo vesagul is ma yodua, kim kreshchen ishtu kreshchen ishtu bechof lechof, yeim, kov lo vessel tu isma, uli michu isha vessel, vinechesh esel ishnei biyachat, vimil kio eis, vili boa michu ish, suppose she established a vessel amurkev. So then, in the Gioes, when we brought Michush, Eoshe brought Michush Beloite in Cheshes, Piako based Piomen Berish Hedesh, Viroaso, Varakin Piako Shaloi Berish Hedesh, Viroaso, Uvradovo, Sherish Hedish Giran of Apiuk, Vichain Pama Gimu Rasa Berish Hedish Beloi Piuk, Uvradovo, Shinapium Gere, Chapio Gere, Melorish Hedish, Avo in Piako, Avo. In Piako Beis Plomim Rishchedesh, and Pam Agim U Piako Bechof Teslachedesh, and no Yuraz, U Rishchedesh Ruaz, and Boi Piyuk, Kovar Veset Li Piyuk Shal Rishchedesh, She Piyuk Esmer Gire Miriyo Shal Rishchedesh. Just the same thing that the Torah mentioned before with Gabi Kvitzes. Kili Parish is Liyuk Gabi Kvitzes, Piako Rishchedesh Vichotzro Vichofri Ruaz, Vichotzro Piako Bishichi Meyachidesh, Chisheshes Leisi Apiyuk. So what does it mean, Piako Rishchedesh? In the Piyak B'Chedesh a number of times. V'ro'aso, v'chozro Piyako B'Sech Yimei Achidesh, Chishesh Eslo Yisei Apiyut, v'asur Nishamish Asher Tivdek, Shekhov Veset Ben Shalyon V'Shal Kuv, Chishesh Eslo Yipam Mechot. But the Pam Mechot has to be a number of times. That's the difference between... It's not really a difference. I mean, in Yomim it's not Chayach, in Yomim so it's the day, the day is the day. Chishesh Yipam Mechot. And So the same aloha, now that apply to a veset afroge, so the mele, if it became a veset amurke of afroge and piuk, so the mele, so we apply the same alohas. Calling our veset, she nikvoin al dimikre lechot keveyem chavere, al kol she piyako gimu pomim veroa so kova veset. אבל אם פיאקו פעמחס וניסשתו בייס ביומים, אי מצטר. In other words, in order to constitute a vest kavua, so it must consist of the same bodily experience, but you cannot be combined to two different bodily experiences. וכל הנחי שלהם על נשאי, קיצה, הוי סור וגיעו עולים, קיצה, הוי סור וגיעו עולים איסים אסחול הסבסת, מיד, Asur, kol zman hamshoch es aveset. In other words, if she has a veset, if she has a veset, that a woman, when she starts belching, or she starts yawning, and and she keeps on yawning and belching for a number of times, each time that it happens. So, if the Riyas Dam takes place at the beginning of the belching, at the beginning of the yawning, so then she becomes immediately Asur Lebayla. Hoyso Igyo Lilis Masholes Abeset, Miyad Asur, Miyad Asur Kolz Malam Shokhes Abeset. Hoyso Igyo Lilis Biseifei, Eila Asur Elo Biseifei. In other words, suppose she has such a beset that she starts belching, and she belches in for half an hour, she belches. And then, after belching for half an hour, so she has the rear down. So Mele, when it happens again and she starts belching, so at the beginning of the process of belching, she's not a sole Bible because her veset is only a Biseifa veset. Biseifa veset. Hoiso, you only is Biseifa in a sole, Elo Biseifa. באמת דברים אמורים שקולוביון מופלז בשיח הבסת. אבל אם קולוביון מופלז בשיח הבסת, אלו נמשך אז גם אחר הבסת. בו זו כוסף הרשבו, יש אמרים שהיא אסור מתחיל את הבסת, עצי פייסנו. ויש אמרים שמותרס מיד אחר הבסת. In other words, the Rashbo says, that there are two separate situations. One situation is that a woman, let's say, has a veset, let's say, that her period is always coupled, let's say, with a headache. So she starts having a strong headache, and then while she has the headache, so she has a Riyas Dam, and the flow, and the moment the headache terminates, so the flow of the Dam also terminates. So Mimele, in such a case, when it happens the next month, the same thing. Now we are dealing with a woman who doesn't have a veset of yomim, but a veset of yomim. So it doesn't depend upon a certain specific day in the month. It can happen any day in the month, but it is always coupled with the headache or the stomach ache. So in regard to such a woman, we can also visualize two separate situations. One situation is that if the habit of this woman is that it always comes with his stomach ache, and the Riyas Dam stops with the termination of the stomach. In other words, the Riyas Dam doesn't last after the stomach ache subsides. So in such a situation, so the next month the woman starts having a stomach ache, so she's a sore bile. But suppose she has a stomach ache for an hour, and then it subsides, she's returns the bile. In view of the fact that whenever she has a flow that is coupled with a stomach ache, so the flow never continues after the stomach ache subsides. But we have another situation that the woman, while the flow comes together with the stomach ache, but many times, even after the stomach ache subsides, the flow still continues. So then, when in a certain month, the woman started to have a stomach ache, and she doesn't have any flow of dam, and then she had the stomach ache for half an hour, for an hour it subsided, she's confident. So she's still a soul violent. Why? Because since many times it happens to her that when she does have a stomach ache, so the stomach ache might subside and the Riyas Dam might still continue. So Mele, now she still did not get a Riyas Dam, and the stomach ache can rest it, let's say, for half an hour, for an hour. Now it subsided, she still has to have a bio. Because maybe she'll get a period after the stomachache subsided. Because many times it happens like that, that the flow continues even after this Meira Aguf terminated. So maybe this time, it's true that the stomachache already stopped, but maybe she'll have a Rias Dam after the stomachache stopped. So the question is, until when? I mean, she cannot be a soul in Bible without a limit. So the Rashba says she's a soul in Bible up to the end of the same. In other words, let's say, true, she does not have a vessel that is stolen any yomim. She has a vessel aguf, an independent vessel aguf. But it always takes place in a day or in a night. I mean, it's impossible that this vessel aguf should not take place in either the day or in the night. So even though her vessel is a vessel aguf, and let's say, in the month of Nisan and in the month of Odeh, she always, the period was always coupled with a severe stomachache that continued for a certain time. So now it's here, and she also has a stomachache. She didn't get a period, so she just saw the Bible, and she got a stomachache in the daytime. Let's say at 1 p.m. she got a stomachache, but she didn't get a period. So she's assured by law, even though the stomachache already subsided, it's already 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, she's comfortable, she's still assured by law. Until when? Until the end of this age. Since this vessel took place in the daytime, so she's assured until she gets a chamot, it's a chobin, that will depend upon another machlekes. According to Moshe, it's a shame, so she'll be assured by law until she gets a chamot. Suppose the stomachache takes place in the night time, and the stomachache already subsided. She had a stomachache at 1 a.m. and now it's 4 a.m. She's comfortable. She's still a solar bible. In view of the fact that many times when she does have the period, that is coupled with the stomachache, so the flow continues even after the stomachache subsides. This is what the Rashba says. So there is a shita to the contrary. So the Rashba mentions 2 days, and he is machia like the first day. That is only when is there a machlokes l'shamim? If the Vesed Aguf was cultivated as an independent Vesed Aguf, so then there is a Machlokes. But suppose it took effect as a Vesed Amokev, then in all situations, so she is Asur. According to everybody, she is Asur. But V'im Echot Meim Upo V'zman Yedua, Ozvada Asur, Kol Yitz HaVesed. But Vesed Yom Yikrod, Kredi. כשם שחישש עשרו לסל היום עם פעם אחז, כך חישש עשרו לסל הגוב עם פעם אחז. But that פעם אחז has to take place for a certain time, not one belching, one instantaneous headache. In other words, if she belches, if she continues to belch for some time, פעם אחז. Or if she has a headache for a considerable time, פעם אחז. Not if she just has a headache, let's say, for one moment. So then, that happens to everybody. All right. Keitza, kach, shishas lo vesta agur pamachis, lo yitzu hayekis pamachis, viruas, ushi tifak pamacheres, chishas lo, ushim shivesta yom, im shini kovua, neka mi pamachas, shafiu im roas. שאפילו אם רועס, שני פעם בזמן ידוע, אם הגיע הזמן השני של רועס, אני קורא גם וכן הוא בסדר גוף. חושבים שבזה היום הקבוע בגלל פה מצורך הכיר רגע מקום יום תיקה, כן הוא בסדר קבוע בגוף. ומי מסעה כרוס, הוי זה בסדר גוף נקע, מי שיקרה ולא יקרה. היו המקרה לזמן ידוע, הנה נקר, אלא אם כן בו המקרה גימו פעמים בזמני ולרועס, אבל במקרה לבדי, זמן לבדי, שלרועס בלוי נקר. כוסף הרשבו, חיימי על בווסת הקביצס, מבישור הווסטס, שווסת הקביצס בין שהוא קורא וינצר מעין הבינס, בין שהוא רוחי כיסר, לאילו מחששס לזמן אין הבינס, שאני אימא אירה בזמני בו, הוא בא לו מחשי אינו בינס ובו עולה. Now, he mentions the Rashbo. Now, this Rashbo makes very good sense according to the Shita of most Hashem. But according to the two Shita, it shouldn't be like that. In other words, according to the Shita of most Hashem, so Iveset Akritzes, it never takes effect as Iveset Kavua. It always has the status of Iveset Shem Kavua, and it can be Neka with one Akira, with one Shini. Masheinke Iveset Aguf takes effect as Iveset Kavua. Now, we saw that there are three different Shittas in regard to Eino Beinis. So, we passed that the whole requirement of Eino Beinis applies only to a woman who has no Veset Kavua. But a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so is not bound by Eino Beinis. She's interested by one, the inflation. And we passed like the Rashbo, because there are three Shittas. The Rambam says that Rashi Shita is that even a woman who has a Veset Kavua, and even if her Veset Kavua, is subsequent to the Yim Shleishim, so still in the Yim Shleishim, she is bound, just because she's in Yim Shleishim. So the Rambam says that the Shita of Rashi, and the Rambam rejects that, but the Rambam himself says, suppose a woman has a Veset Kavua, and the Veset Kavua is prior to the Yimshleishim, let's say it's on the 25th day, then the Rambam also agrees with Rashi that she is Chisheshes. And then the Rashbo mentions that Rashi Shita is what the Rambam Shita is, what the Rambam says his own Shita is, and the Rashbo is Chelikim on that. So in other words, so the Rashbo Shita is, and that's the way it passes, that the woman who has a Veset Kavua is never bound by Eino Beinis. And there's the Rashbo Shita. Now, he mentions the name of the Rashbo. And the Rashbo Shita is that a woman who has a Veset Kavua, is not Chisheshes for Eino Beinis. Never. Whether the Veset Kavua is prior to the Yom Shleishim, or it's subsequent to the Yom Shleishim, she is never Chisheshes for the Eino Beinis. So Meile, why does the Rashbo say Chayma b'Veset HaKritzes v'Mshor HaVestes she'Veset HaKritzes b'in she'u Korem v'Yisa Meino Beinis? In other words, whether the Veset HaKritzes takes place always prior to the 30th day b'in she'u Rochek Yisa, or the Veset HaKritzes takes place subsequent to the 30th day. Leilo mei chesheshes lizman eino beinis. Shani eimei eira bizman eipo. Ubalo mechashet eino beinis. Ubor. So, in other words, because the Rashbo Shita is not like the two. Not like the two. Because by Veset HaKritzes, she never establishes a Veset Kavua. So, mele, what kind of status does she have? A woman who has a Veset HaKritzes, even if she saw it 100 times. What kind of status does she have? A status of a woman who has a Veset Sheini Kavua. A woman who has a Veset Sheini Kavua is bound by the Eino Beinis. Masha'in Kein, if she has a Veset Aguf, so then she has a status of a woman who has a Veset Kavua. A woman who has a Veset Kavua is never bound by Eino Beinis, according to Rashbo. So that's why the Rashbo says like that. But the question is, the Tur mentions the Shita of the Rashbo. How can the Tur agree with this Shita of the Rashbo? The Tur Shita is that even Veset HaKritzes establishes a Veset Kavua. So Meile, so what is true of Veset Aguf should be true of Veset HaKritzes too. That's the difficulty. I mean, the Torah doesn't say that he agrees with the Rashba, but he mentions the Rashba and doesn't say v'loy nochei. So it's Mashmah that the Torah agrees with the Rashba. So from the point of view of the Torah Shita, this is it. All right, this is where we'll leave it here. Now, here the Torah starts discussing the Noshim Ram Solokis. All right. Okay, let's leave. Die Kompresse mit Haas. Wo ist aber die Ruhe, ich sie im Esti? Je ist aber sie besser kogua, wie schien so ihre Schleiche, denn sie hat so. Und sie hat ihr in den Kopf, wo ihr Schleiche mal zu rum, sie wird verwischt. Wie ihm mit ihr hat bei ihr Geschäft in den Wamme. Schien so paar Meilen in den Wamme, sie wie sie hat so. When twice she had a deviation and she saw down on the 30th rather than on the 20th. She saw two upon Mohammed, so Huta Yimcho. So it becomes Neka, the Veset of Chof. Vinesa Yimam, Vimlacha Sheshim so Pam and Pamayim Yimamet. Roa so. We say Chof. Now this is a very difficult expression. So what's the on the surface? What is he saying in the Chabad? In other words, Shim Sopam with Pamayim Yimam. She had a Veset Kavua of seeing down being Chof. And then twice, so she deviated. In other words, the Yimchof has arrived, and she didn't sit down. Then on the 30th, she did sit down. Then again, so she has to start counting as of the 30th. So on the 20th, as of the 30th, as of the first 30th, she didn't sit down. So then on the 30th, as of the first 30th, she did sit down. So already, She had two shleishims on which she saw down. So then, Roaso Lisif Chof, Racha Sheshim Sopam with Pamayim Imam, Roaso Lisif Chof, after the second, the Riyah and the second shleishim, so 20 days later, the 20th day is of the second shleishim, she saw down. So, Chosa Veset Shel Chof in Kemei, Vehuta Shleishim. I mean, that seems to be a little poshut. I mean, after all, how many shinuim did she have? She had only two riyas on shleishim. Now, she has a veset kavua of seeing daman limchof. So two riyas, two shinuim is not eike. So mele, so why did the mechaba say choza veset shel chof mumkeimim? Viuta shleishim. It's not a question that the old Veset Kavua is revived. It doesn't have to be revived. It has been there all the time. But the only thing is, there is aloche of that chisheshes luzug luzug. So, hoysum lemedes liris vimchov vishin sol yim lamed. So, chisheshes luzug luzug. Now, if she did see again on the chov, so then, the shleishim is uta. That we understand. Because the shleishim is in Veset Sheni Kavua. So since it's in Veset Sheni Kavua, so mele it is neka with one shin. But the chosach, Veset Shel Chof in Kemei is not a question of reviving. It's because it never was bottled. I mean, it has always been an effect as a Veset Kavua. But until she had a real Isif Chof that was subsequent to the second Lamed, so she had to be Chisheshes for the Veset Sheni Kavua of Shleishim also. Now that she saw on Yim Chof, subsequent to the second Lamed, so Mele, the Veset of Shleishim is Nekar. But the Veset Shel Chov has been there all the time. It's not a question of revival. So we can say this is what Mechava means. When he says Chodav Veset Shel Chov, he means that right now, until this happened, so she was bound by two vestes, by the Veset Kavua of Chov and the Veset Kavua of Shleishim. Right now, it's Chodav Veset Shel Chov L'mkene. She stands in her original shoes. In other words, that she is only bound by the Veset Kavua of Chov, not by the Veset of Shleishim. That's how it seems. That's how it seems. Now, this Lashon is mentioned in the Torah. The Mechaber adapted the Lashon of the Torah. V'imle'acha ha'shashim so dafim dalet in the Torah. V'imle'acha ha'shashim so pa'am u'pamayim u'limu'amet. So we say, Chov, Chozar Veset Shel Chov L'mkene, V'yehut Alamed. Now, the Taz explained, understood this Mechaba that way, the way we said. So then we have to say that the Chozar Veset Shel Chov L'mkene is not a question of reviving a Veset that already became bottle. And now it's being revived. That Veset Kavua of Chof has never been bottled. It has always been effective. But until now, it was binding along with the Veset Kavua of Shleishim. Right now, she steps in her original position and she's only bound by that Veset. But it's not a question of revival. Now look how what Nicholas Akesov says. The Taz says, we'll soon see, that the Ramban had a different Girse, and the Girse that the Ramban, that the Taz attributes to the Ramban, happens to be the Girse of the Balamoyer and of the Ran, of the Sharan, and the Miri, and the Taz didn't know all these, because he didn't have it. If he had known, so he would have mentioned. So he just guessed that the Ramban, I mean, it does not mean that the guess was a correct guess, because we still have to say, like the Shach, that the Ramban had a Girse of Rashi, in case the Girse that we have anymore. But the Taz says that the Ramban had a different Girse anymore. So the Shach says no. We must see the Girse of Ramban, because it's a guess. We shall see the Girse of Rosh. We caution. Do I too cause the stamp the Ramban? A week at Mishikos of Bishach, Sifkot Mem, Mashikos of Atu Baramban, Vimaha Shishin Sopam with a Mai, Yin Lamet, Roa so we see Ho, Haime Sheroa so we see Ho, Aha Sheroa Sopam, Gimu Aha Lamet, Vim K, Afro Pisho Roa so Gimu Pom, Bilim Ho, Muneka Lim Ho, Kim Sheroa so Rabbeis Gomi, Bilim Lamet. ורי השלישי רואה עשו אחר למד אם כן כשרואה עשו נסיף חוב אחר ריד ואחר למד חוסר וסת של חוב ומקיימת וכן יפירש על פריש now let's see the demora demora לשם הבא הוי סולמוד תן כמה סדר הפות לשם הדל לדם דל לבד Hoy so we mud ali es reye yemes. Vi shim so we im shloish. So she had the best of Gua af yem chob. Zem is a so. Is it bound by both. By the best of Gua af chob, and the best shim of Gua af shloish. He gia yemes rin de loy roa so, muteres in shami shachim shloish. Vi chishes in yem shloish. He gia yem shloish in roa so. So at this point, she already had two reassanciations. Two deviations. But that is not enough to be Ikea, the best to go up Kof, the Iyam Shesh, Vihoas. Then, after the Iyam, the second Shleishim, he Iyam Mes Vigiloyoas. So, how many omissions of Iyam Yim Kof did she have at this time? In Iyam Mes Vigiloyoas. Three omissions already. Because at the very outset, she was Shin Soyim Shleishi. So that was the first omission of Chol. And then, Higia, Zemize Asur, Higia Yemesim Loyo Asur. So that's the second omission. We tell Samajim Shleishi, Rishes Yem Shleishi. Higia Yem Shleishi Viro Asur. Then, Higia Yemesim Loyo Asur. So it's already the third omission. The third omission. So in other words, so then at this point when it's Igiya Yimes and Yiloy Raso, the heretofore Beset Kavua of Chof should be Neka. And then the Igiya Yim Shleishi, the Loy Raso. And then the Igiya Yimes and Yiloy Raso. So this is the 20th day is of the second Shleishi. The 20th day is of the second Shleishi. So then, v'yigia yom shloishim v'loy ro'aso, the 30th day as of the second shloishim. So it's again loy ro'aso. And then, v'yigia yom eskri v'ro'aso, the 50th day as of the second shloishim. She had it here. So huta yom shloishim, v'inesa yom eskri. You can share this money. So according to our Gersa and Gemara, and that's the Gersa of most Rashi. There's a girl saying, Rashi Tesves. I mean, the Taz says the Ramban had a different verse, all right. And the Rosh, and there's the Psak of the two, I mean, and the Shukhno. So this Gemara is saying that even after a woman who had a Veset Kavua of seeing Dam and Yim Chof, and then it became Neka as a result of three failures to see Anim Chof, as in this case. But after that, Anim Chof, she saw it again. So that revives the heretofore Vesetuva. With one being, after all, we should say, seeing she had three omissions, of not seeing Dam and Yim Chof, as of it precedingly. So Mele, that revoked the Veset Kavua. So now, when she sees and the Yem Esri, so that is really the 50th day is of the second Shleishi. So, she should require, in order to establish a Veset Kavua, should require 3 years Dam and Yim Chof. So that's the Chiddush in this Gemara. That if a Veset is Neka, not because of a Shinu, when do we require that three new years in order to establish it as a Veset Kavua? If the heretofore Veset Kavua of Chof became Nekar as a result of 3 years on a different day and the same day, let's say. If, let's say, the woman, here it says, suppose it would be the same kind of example with one change. Then Higia Limesri Veloy Roas. Higia Limesri Veloy Roas. Higia Yom Esri V'loy Ro'aso. Then, Higia Yom Shleishi. Here the Gemara says V'loy Ro'aso. But suppose it would be V'higia Yom Shleishi V'ro'aso. So she would have already 3 years on Yom Shleishi. Then the heretofore Veset of Yom Chof would be Neka in an active way. You see, not in a passive way. But by virtue of seeing Dam an Yom Shlishi, the same day. So then, and after that, if it would be Vigia Yom Shlishi in Biroaso, and then Vigia Yom Esri in Biroaso, if she would sit down on the 30th day ends of the second Shlishi, and then on the 20th ends of the third Shlishi, she'll again sit down. So in such a case, she will not revive the year to four Beset Kavua. Then, in order to be established in Beset Kavua, she'll have to have two more years. Let's say, if it's a Giyah Yim Shlishi in the Ruas, and then the Giyah Yim Esk in the Ruas. So on the 30th years of the second Shlishi, she had a year's that. Then on the 20th years of the third Shlishi, the 50th years of the second Shlishi, she had a year's that. Then, on the 70th days of the second Shloshim, another is down. On the 90th days of the second Shloshim, another is down. Then she'll establish a Beset Kavua. But if it would be Higia Yom Shloshim Biroaso, and then Higia Yom Esri Biroaso, so then she wouldn't revive the old Beset. Why? Because then she would be Mivatel, in an active way, in an affirmative way, not in a passive way, the year to four Veset of Yimcha. But in the case of Higia Yom Shlishi Biroaso, so true, it's Higia before that, it's Higia Yom Esri Biroaso. So there was a bit of halt on the Veset Kavua of Yimcha. But the Bittul was called in a passive way by virtue of the omissions of the failure to sit down on her due day. In other words, so there is a difference. In other words, a Beset Kavua can be nekav in two ways. In an active way, by sitting down on a different day, the same day. Let's say, she had a Beset Kavua of sitting down on the 20th, and she sat down three times on the 30th, the same day. Or on the 40th, it doesn't make any difference. Or the 25th, it doesn't make any difference. As long as she had 3 years down, another day, the same day. So there, in such a case, the old Beset becomes absolutely revoked. It cannot be revived again, unless she'll have three more years, so then it'll be right again, ab initio, I mean, like as if for the first time the woman, you know, had these years. And then there is another way of a Beset Kavua being neka, in a passive way, or even an active way, but instead of sitting down on one day, on the same day, on the 30th, she'll see one Riya will be, let's say, on the 30th, one Riya will be on the 32nd, and one Riya will be on the 34th. So then, it is just as if it had been Neka in a passive way. So then it is, it's also bottle. But in these two situations, it is subject to revival. It can be revived. So this is what the more instance. All right. So that's not difficult, it's a bit Chiddush, but it's not difficult. Inasmuch as it became bottled in a passive way, so mele, it is subject to revival. But the question is this: true, it can be revived, but how can it be revived in this case? Higia Yom Shlishim V'loy Raso. So when the 30th is of the second Shlishim is arrived, she didn't see any doubt. And then Higia Yom Esri V'Raso. And then 20 days later, she did sit down. That means the 50th ends of the second Shlishi. So that revives it. How we are doing now not in the Beset HaChiddush, we are doing now in the Beset HaKlokit. So Beset HaKlokit by definition means a certain number of days is of a preceding year. Now, what it means Vigia Yom Esri? The 20th day is of the third Shlishi. The 50th day is of the second Shlishi. But had she seen down on the third Shlishi, So then, the Riyas Dam on the 50th of the second Shlishi is a Riyas Akvod. But since it's a Giyayim Shlishi, you know you are. So, and then we get you messy. So what kind of a Riyas Akvod is it? So the Tashiti is that it is a Riyas Akvod. It is a Riyas Akvod. Even though we pass from like Ravuneh, like Ravuna prayed Rabbi Yeshua, so that means in the case where she did, let's say, but instead of seeing it on the 20th, she saw it on the 25th, so Ravuna prayed Rabbi Yeshua says, we reckon it as of the 25th, not as of the 20th. But in case she didn't see, so then we consider it, we do reckon it as of the day she should have seen it, but she missed it. When was Ravuna prayed Rabbi Yeshua say? That we reckon it as of the day she saw, when she didn't miss it completely. But if in a certain month she missed a certain period, so then Ravuna prayed Rabbi Yeshua is also made it, that we reckon it as of the day she should have seen it. But something happened. She missed 1 month. In 1 month she missed a period. So the Taz assumes that the Pshat in the Gemara here, So on the 30th, as of the second Shlishim, she did not have any Riyas Dam. And then, in the 50th, as of the second Shlishim, the 20th, as of the third Shlishim, she did see Dam, so it revives. But the question is, what kind of a Riyas Akvod is it? How can you call it Yemeslim? It's not Yemeslim. It's Yom Chamishi. The answer is, but she should have seen on the 30th as of the second Shlishi. She did not see it. And she missed it redundant. It's not that she saw it 2 days later, 5 days later. But she, in other words, in that month she missed the period. So in such a case, even Ravuna Prayed Rabbi Yeshua is made that we reckon it as of the day she should have seen. So Mele, when she sees it on the 50th as of the second Shlishim, and the 20th as of the third Shlishim, when no Riyas Dam took place, so it's considered as a Riyas Akvode, and it revives the old vessel. But the Shah doesn't like that. You see, I mean, that the Taz and the Shah, they follow up their own Shittis. I mean, of course, the Shittah of the Shah is much more mistaba. We saw it in many situations that we saw it in connection with the woman who had the Riyas Dam on first of Nisan, 20th of Nisan, first of year. So the Shach says that she's not a soul of Bible on the 9th of year because it's not a flog of 20 days. And in as much as there was an intervening Riyah on the first of year, and the Taz says it is, you see. And then, in respect to a Nobelinis, so the task goes so far as to say that if a woman saw Dam on the first of Nisan and on the 20th of Nisan, so she's Asur on the Bayo on the first day of the Shchemish year, and he's Masit on the Bach, you see. So we see that this is a Tashit. The Taz, emphasizes the fact that she had to see God. You see. In the Shach, as far as Riyas Akvod is concerned, so the fact that she had to see God is of no significance. So here too, the Shach says, true that where the old vessel was who became bottle in a passive way. She should have seen it. So you may call it Ravuna Prayed Rabbi Yeshua. So in such a case, it's considered like a real example. This is the way the Taz says. How does the Shach explain it? The Shach explains it as follows. He So on the 30th of the second Shloshim, she didn't see any dam. But 2 days later, on the 32nd, let's say, as of the second Shloshim, she did see dam. And then, the 20th day is of the 32nd day. She did see dam. On the third Shloshim, she didn't see dam. But then later, 2 days later, let's say, 3 days later, or 1 day later, she did see dam. So that words, so 2 days later, Yem Shloshim, Ushtayim, she did see that. She did see that. But that could not be the Vatil, the heretofore Veset, in a negative way. Because only when have 3 years on the same day, she didn't see on the first Shloshim. She saw on the first Shloshim, on the second Shloshim, on the third Shloshim, she had no years now. But on the 32nd day is of the second Shloshim. So she saw that. And then the 20th day is of the 32nd day. She again saw that. Then it revives. But if she didn't see any dam, just the 20th, she saw dam on the 20th day is of the third Shloshim, then it cannot revive. This is why the says Nicholas Akes. וחירו נגד השעס, ומוס יגרס הרמב״ם חוקו בהשעס, ויגרס את הראש, וקושי דעתו קוסר מסתמדי ברמב״ם, כמו שקוסר בשעס, קוט מל, מה שקוסר תראו ברמב״ם, ומלך השישים סופם, כמו אני למד, רואה עשו מסיפחוף, אני שרואה עשו מסיפחוף, אך אשר רואה עשו פעם דימו אך הלמד, אך הלמד, נת פעם דימו בלמד, אם זה תרובי פעם דימו בלמד, so then the Rias Chof couldn't revive it, then she will have to have 3 years. But אך הלמד, ואם כן, אף על פי של אירוע עשו דימו פומן וימחוף, לא ינקה למחוף. כאילו של אירוע עשו רק בייס פומן וימחוף. ורי השליש אירוע עשו אחר למד. אם כן, כשאירוע עשו מסייב חוף, אחר ריד לאחר למד, חוסר וסת של חוף לוקחים ולוקחים כאילו. This is all. Now, then there is another גרסה. There is another גרסה, the גרסה זה בלמד. In this Gemara. Oh, that's in the Sela HaMachlokes here, in Kapach's Sefer, so he has the Asogis at the end. But I mean in the other, so it's on the margin, in the bottom. So it's in Tikkun HaVestes, Shaul Tikkun HaVestes, Os Yudalet, that's where it's here. So the Ramoya says, the Ra'ivet has the Gilsa that we have in the Gemara. So in other words, the Ra'ivet establishes that Aloche, that where a Veset Kavua was Nekar in a passive way, or by 3 Shinuim and 3 different days, so then, if there is a Rie and the old Veset day, so it revives the old Veset. She doesn't have to have 3 of these. So, because of the Gilsa that I will have, that's a Rashi's Gilsa, our Gilsa. So the Ramoya says, V'anan lo yochi tasinolo, V'limotsosi oise Gilsa b'shmeiva shabriyo. In other words, the Gilsa that I will have, he didn't find in any manuscript. אל כך, הוי סול לימוד אולי ישרוי או ימס, ושין סול ים שלישי, זה וזה עשו. Then, so then, הגיע ימס לימוי רוסו, מותרס לשם יש לגים שלישי. So far is the same. וחישש יש לימוי שלישי. הגיע ים שלישי ורועסו, הגיע ים שלישי ורועסו, so far, is the same Gilsa. But then here there's the difference in the Gilsa. So here it says, Igiyayim Shloshim Yeroas. So the second Shloshim, there was a Gilsa. But then it says, Igiyayim Meshrim Velo Yeroas. The Yeh Meshrim after the second Shloshim, there was no Gilsa called the Gilsa. So his Gilsa is not. Igiyayim Shloshim Yeroas. Then it's instead of being in the necessity appears nowadays. Higia Yimesrim Loivas, or in the Yimesrim subsequent to the second translation. Our Yosin is Loivas, or Yosin Baramoyer is Loas, or Higia Yimesrim Viroas. And then Higia Yim Shleishim Veloyuas. Veloyuas. So Huta Yim Shleishim, in other words, instead of Higia Yimesrim Veloyuas, or so the Baramoyer is there is Higia Yimesrim Viroas. Higia Yimesrim Viroas. And then Higia Yim Shleishim Veloyuas. And he is not there is Higia Yimesrim Viroas. So, Meile, that means that what is the Gemara price is discussing? A different case altogether. There was no three omissions, you see. According to our Gilses, so the price discusses a case of three omissions. So it becomes bottle. But it becomes bottle subject to revival. But according to Balamoya's Gilses, so Yigia Yim Shlishim Yiroas. So there are two variations of Yiriyas Dama Yim Shlishim. Then Yigia Yim Esrim Viroas. So how many omissions of Natsim Dama Yim Chov Dichem? Two omissions. Because the Yim Esrim, the third Esrim, she already had Yiriyas Dama. So it's Higia Yimesrim Viroaso, so that is Mivatel, the Vesel Shinikavu Afreishim, because she saw Dam, and the Yimesrim subsequent to the second Shreishim. True, she had 2 years Dam and 2 Shreishims, but the 20th subsequent to the second Shreishim, she had 2 years Dam. So that was Mivatel, the Vesel Shinikavu of Riyab Yim Shleishim. So Yigia Yim Shleishim V'loi Waso, Huta Yim Shleishim V'nesa Yim Esrim Mipni She'er Abizmanim. Now, so it is, so then we have to understand this Gilsa of Balamoya, and that's also the Gilsa of the Chiddush Aran, that's the Gilsa of the Rav Amir. So we have to understand that. Now, it's Higia Yim Shleishim Viroas. So she had so far 2 deviations of Bias Dam and Yim Shleishim. Then Higia Yim Esrim Viroas. And the 20th day is of the second Shleishim, so she did see Dam. She did see Dam. So Meile, that should be Mevateo, the Vesachim Kavua of Bias Dam and Yim Shleishim. So why does the price say Higia Yim Shleishim Viroas? Huta Yim Shleishim Vinesa Yimesre. Why? Why only Higia Yim Shleishim Loyoaso? The price should say Higia Yim Shleishim Loaso, the second Shleishim arrived. And she didn't tell me this now. Then the 20th day is of that second Shleishim Higia Yimesre Loaso. So that was Mivate on the Vesachim Kavua Yim Shleishim. So the price should say Higia Yim Shleishim Loaso, Higia Yimesre Loaso, Huta Yim Shleishim. Vinesa Yimesrim. No, the price doesn't say that. The price says, Higia Yimesrim Viroaso, Higia Yim Shleishim Viroyoaso. Then it's Uta Yim Shleishim, Vinesa Yimesrim. But only when it's Higia Yim Shleishim Viroaso. If subsequent to the Riyas Dam on the 20th day, as of the second Shleishim. So, the 10th day, as of the second Shleishim, she did not see any Dam. So Mimele, then the Yim Shleishim comes bottle. But until that time, it does not become bottle. Why not? So we see a very remarkable Chiddush here. In other words, that at the moment when it's Higia Yim Esrim Viroaso, so it's not Mivatel, the Vesachim Kavua of Riyas Dam and Yim Shleishim. Why? Because in order to be Mivatel, so that day has to be here. And not Zidam. Then it can be Nisbatel. But until the Yim Shleishim is Boelo, it cannot be Nisbatel. So that's why That's why the these girls that ISIS says Higia Yemesim Roaso, Higia Yem Shlishim Roaso. Now let's see two machines in Ramban, in the Piske Ramban. I'm not listening.
According to this year, so the last Yom Shloshim, is that Yom Shloshim as of Yom Chof where she saw, or just 2 days later, or just 10 days later?
Well, you mean the last Yom Shloshim?
Yeah.
The last Yom Shloshim, the third Shloshim, is just 10 days later. In the Ram, it has to do with that Machlekes. It's 10 days later, that's what it means. Yeah. Unless, so that should be told in that Machlekes, you see. So, but it can be applied to Invest Achidish. And there are some who apply it to Invest Achidish. Now, how can you have that's only Shayach in Tishre Cheshvan Kislev to have Shloshim Yom? Otherwise, it's not possible. Only in Tishre Cheshvan Kislev. Because if the Shomer is a Shomer Leo, so then, both Cheshvan, Macheshvan, Kislev are both Neis. So it's Shayach to have. There are some who apply this brayse to Invest Achidish. Why do they apply it to this brayse? Now, according to this Gilse, so it appears like the Taz, not like the Shach. Because according to the Shach, there is no such a floge if there is an intermediate. According to the Taz, you could have a rias afloge, it has a chaleitz din rias afloge, even though there is an intervening. But according to the Shach, it's not shayach to say rias afloge. So then, if we are to assume like the Shach, so then we have to apply the price to Invest Achidish rather than to Invest Afloge. But the question is, how can we apply to Invest Achidish? So you have echad mole v'echad choser, so you couldn't have, you know, 3 months in succession that the 30th day should still be part of the month, of the outgoing month. So it is possible. It is possible in connection with Tishrei, Macheshvan, Kislev. So let's say, so it's like this. Hoysol mudol yeshri yemesri. She had a Vesek Tavua of seeing Dam on the 20th of every month. So she saw Dam and Tammuz on the 20th of Tammuz and let's say in Tov Shimla Mitches and the 20th of Vov, 20th of El, and Vesek Tavua. Then in Tishrei of Tov Shimla Mitches, instead of seeing Dam on the 20th of Tishrei, so let's assume the Tov Shin Lamed Tes is the Shonim Leo. Okay, so instead of seeing Dam on the 20th of Tishrei, she saw Dam on Lamed of Tishrei. Vishim so yim shoishi, zem ze aser, higi ayim esrim yelo yiro aser. So then the 20th of Machesh, when it's alive, she didn't see. Muteres l'shamri, shatim shoishi. Adim shoishi. Vichesh is yim shoishi. He gives him shloishim yiroaso. So then, when the lamed of Macheshvan has a wife, she gives him a riyata. And he gives him esrim yiroaso. And then, on the 20th of Kislev, at the 20th of Kislev, she did see a riyata. He gives him shloishim on the 30th of Kislev, lo yiroaso. So who tell him shloishim? In other words, so in order to harmonize it with the Shita of the Shach, according to the Shita of the Taz, that it has a Chaleitz Din, it can have a Chaleitz Din Rias Afloge, even though there is an intervening Rie, so maybe there is no difficulty in that case. But according to the Shach Shita, and the Shach Shita is the more established Shita, so we have to apply it not to Beset Afloge, but to Beset Achelish. To Beset Achelish. So he did Alim Esmer Miroaso, he did Alim Shreishim Miroaso, in other words, Lamet Kislev, she didn't see, Hut Alim Shreishim. But only if it's already he did Lamet Kislev, Miroaso. But when it's only he did Alim Esmer of Kislev and Roaso, so the old Beset is still not bottom. Why not? She still has to be Chayishish for the Yim Shlishi. Why don't we say she's Mutaris Lebailo on the 30th of Kislev? The answer is no. Even though she already had the Rias Dam Amchov, that is not Mivatel, even the Vesa Cheni Gobua, of seeing Dam and Yomamet in the Chayish. Because it can only become Nisbatel if that day on which, according to the Veset, she's expected to see, she doesn't see. But until it happens, so maybe it's not bottle. It's not bottle. That's how it's much. Now let's see, there are two machines in Ramban. In the condition. Now, turn, if you have the Chiddush Ramban, I mean, you should have it. Hilchas Nidah Ramban. If you have the Chiddush Ramban, not in the Gemara, but in the Chiddush Ramban, so after the Chiddush Ramban, you have Hilchas Nidah Ramban. So, Perek Vov, Akira Sabeset Keitza. Hoi so limud al limes lichof lichof. Vishim so viro aso bim chof, viro aso bim wamed, ze vize aso. Shim so tamayim bim wamed, ze vize aso. Shim so dimu pomim bim wamed, Huta limchof nigam. Vikopo lo veset limlam. Ki shohoi shoch nisheshes li veset orish. Shuhu limchof. Eile meine mi ima veset orish in chof, kini shi yasu o liyot galfi mi mashim. Elo meisi mashim shi limlamet bin chof. Halochabes. Now this halochabes is important. Ki shechizeres liris mi investo lichof. אף על פי שחוזר הפסק עם דימי, יש שהרו שצריכים מוכי שמולים למד ממנה, ויש שהרו שמחשש עשרום, משום שחוזר הפסק הקבוע למקיימי, נקע, שאין לי קבוע, ובוזה די דימי, שאימן התורים הקיים, תיאורי שעוזו כל יומי הוריה מחוף לחוף, ועדיין צריכו מוכי של שלושה. So the Ramban mentions 2 days in the case where she saw she had the best of seen Alim Chof. Let's take this example. In Tovshim Amit Cheshet, the best of to see on the 20th of the month. And then in Tishrei, she had a deviation. She saw on the 30th of Tishrei, not on the 20th of Tishrei. And then, יציגי הימי עשרים, יציגי הימי עשרים, אוף מחשבן. So, in other words, יגיע ימי עשרים, אוף מחשבן, ולא ירוע עשו. So, יצחשש לי ימי שלושים. יגיע ימי שלושים, אוף מחשבן, וירוע עשו. So, שיהיה two years. And then, יגיע ימי עשרים, אוף כסלב, וירוע עשו. So one day is when it's Igiya Yimesri Viroaso, so he says, Yeshehiro Shetzicholochish Yilamed Mimenu. Even though she saw Dam on the 20th of Kislev, she's a soul Bailo on the 30th of Kislev. Vyeshehiro Shechishishchum, Misho Shechozar Aveset Akavual Mkeimi. Ne kashim kavua. Because in this case where she saw that, on the 20th of Kislev, so that means that the Beset Kavua of Chof is in Kemei. She is in her original position. So maybe she doesn't have to be Cheshes for Yim Shlishi. And this is how he says, he was a detonator. Isn't that amazing? So Mele, from this, it should be, but according to the Girsi, according to the Girsi of the Balamoyea, so it's mashma from the Braisi itself, like the first Loshin Ramban. Like the first Loshin. The Shetzricho Loche Shulim Lamed Himen. You see? Because the Braisi says so. Higiyayim Shlishim Yeroaso, Higiyayim Esrim Yeroaso, Higiyayim Shlishim Yeroaso, then it's Utahim Shlishim. The implication being that until it's Yayim Shlishim Yeroaso, it's not Utahim Shlishim. She's Asura Bailayim Shlishim. Only after she was separated from the husband, Yayim Shlishim, but she didn't see any dam, then the next month, so she's with us. So it's Utahim Shlishim. So it's in Utah Yishlash. So in other words, so from the Braise, it appears like the first Losh. And since the Ramban says Lozet Aitinati like the second Losh, so that is a raya that the Ramban did not have the Girsel of Lamoya. Because if the Ramban had the Girsel of Lamoya as the Tas says, so then how could he say Lozet Aitinati? So from that price, it definitely appears that even though it's Igiya Yimesrim Viroaso, but she still has to be Chesheshes V'Yim Shleishim. And when will she not be Chesheshes V'Yim Shleishim after it's Igiya Yim Shleishim Viroaso? So from that is a raya, from this Ramban there is a raya negat the Taz, because the Taz says here. All right, anyway. I just wanted to, so that means, but according to Balamoyas, so according to our dear Sindhi Gemara, we have a big chiddush that even though a woman had already three omissions of Nazi, Dam, and Yimchov, but if after that she sees Dam and Yimchov, it revised the old vessel, she doesn't have to have 3 years. This is according to our dear Sindhi. But according to Boamoyot Girse, the Rams Girse, the Ramiris Girse, so the Gemara doesn't say it, the Gemara doesn't say it, so they say explicitly, in the case where she had three omissions, let's say, in the case mentioned in this text, in the Gemara, they would say, it's not Utayim Shleishi. It's not Utayim Shleishi. In other words, that the moment, so in other words, So in the moment, so in order to be Hutalim Shleishim, in order to establish a Veset Kavua, in other words, if a woman had the Veset Kavua of seeing down, let's say, on the 20th of the month, and then, on the 20th, and then she had one deviation, she saw Ami Lamed, she had the second deviation and she saw the second month, she also saw Amin Lamed. And then after the second Shleishim, so after this, Higia Yim Shleishim Yoraso, Higia Yim Esrim Yoro Yoraso, and then on the 20th after the second Shleishim, she did not see any dam. So she had three omissions. She had three omissions. So then, and then it's Higia Yim Shleishim Yoraso, and then it will be Higia Yim Esrim Yoraso. So she will not establish a Veset Kavua of Yim Chov. It will not be revived unless there will be two additional years on Yom Chol, according to the Balamoyah. Maybe it follows that according to Balamoyah, even though the Balamoyah doesn't discuss the other case, the Balamoyah discusses this case. In other words, where she had three omissions, and then she had a years down on Yom Chol, so it doesn't revive the old vessel. In order to become revived, as in Veset Kavua of Chov, she has the 3 years. But it follows only logically that the same thing the Balamoya would say in the case where she had a Veset Kavua of seeing Dama Limchok, and then she had one Shino and saw Dama Limlamet, and then one Shino and Limlamet Beis, and one Shino and Limlamet Dalet, on three different days. So the Machaba says, and the Vefter Limudat, the Ria from Dalet. So she'll have the Ria's Dama Limchok as of the Ria of Limlamet Dalet. So then it will revive the old Veset Kavua. She won't have to have three Ria's. This is according to the Raimet. But according to Valmoyer, so just as in the case where she had three omissions, so it becomes bottle absolutely, the Gamma. And it cannot be revived by one Ria. In order to be re-established in the Veset Kavua, she must have three Ria's. So in the case where it was misbattled by three Shinuim on three different days, so the Valmoyer also said that even after she has one Ria and Yimchov, it will not revive the old vessel, but only if she'll have three days. Alright, now, let's turn now to the task. V'imlach ha-sheshins, heim divra Ramban bitu, v'chir hu neged ha-talmit, d'yoche yise b'seit p'er go'ish, o she yise socheo, ho yisru yimudu nire simes, heim shisru yim shoyshin zeve ha-asur, higi ha-yim cho, v'hu yim ro'aso, muter es l'sham yim lamet, higi ha-yim lamet ro'aso, higi ha, Yim Chobel Roaso, Yim Lamed Roaso, Yim Chobel Roaso, Da Yim Lamed, Yikad Chod Ezine, Kim Shoyim Do Yim Bomin, Vinesa Yim Chov, Pio Sherashe, Shal Mudo Bichov, Volo Yekal Tel Bis Bomin, Shal Akir Achim, Shal Esrim Achimin, Shal Lamed Ashnim, Shoy Roaso, Lav Akiri, Shal Mishin So Yim Alamed, Volo Roaso Ad Yim Chov, Vechide Shkibes, Vechim Kosov Arosh, די מיש אב דא רגס וועס דא פון פון מיין רייגן טאנג איז מן אחר היער דא חיזער עס ליר איך פון וואר וועסט לוי נק אב וואס דא קאך אַצ טיקווא אַצ טיקווא לו וועסט סו דא וואלט צו וואט דיס איז דא חידש דא דא רוש מענש אין אַדער וועלט אי פיל וומן האט זיי וועסט געוו אויף זיין דאמען אין חאָף so it can be in his battle gamre not being subject to revival only if she has three shinuim on one and the same day. But if she has three shinuim on three different days, one Ria Lamed, one Ria Manveis, one Ria Mandalet, or if it's misbattled by three omissions, so in such a case, it is also bottle, but it is bottle subject to revival. If after the three omissions, after the three shinuim on three different days, so she has it again on the chov, so it revives the old message. V'im kim kosha al divra Ramban. So now this Loshon of Mechaber is the Loshon of the Tur. The Tur mentioned it in the name of the Ramban. But the Ramban mentions another case. In other words, the Taz didn't explain the Ramban the way the Nebuchadnezzar Hakesed does. You see. So the Nebuchadnezzar Hakesed explains that V'imlach ha-sheshim so pam v'pamayim v'yim lamed. After, let's say, Ro'aso v'sifcho. In other words, that on the 32nd day, as of the second shleishim, she never is done. And on the 20th day, as of the 32nd day, so she never is done. So then it revives. This is how the Shach explained it. But the Taz explained the Tur, the Ramban, the Mechaber keep shooting. That means that she only had 2 years on the Shleish. And then on the 20th is of the second Shleish, she had 3 years down, so it revives it. So he says, that is not in accordance with the Dreise, that's not Alev. Sivim ki koshi al di Ramban lemach lomo kosa sheshim so pamayim liyim lamed viru asim l'chof mashma da daim liyotro vi asim l'chof l'upon. So it's mashma from the Loshon of the Ramban in the Tur and the Chaber that only in the case where the Ria of Chof took place after the Ria of the second Shleishim. So in other words, so there were no three omissions at any time. There were only 2 omissions. And in the 3rd month, the 3rd time, so there was no omission. So then the Veset of Chof is the Veset of Kehli. Mashe'im Kehli there will be, so the Ramban implies Mashem came, if she'll have three omissions, Ayim Chov, and then after the three omissions, Ayim Chov, she'll have a Riyaz Dam, Ayim Chov, so it will not be revived. Then it will be a new Veset, so she'll have to have three Riyaz, Ayim Chov. That's how it's Mashma from Rosh and Ramban. But from the Rosh, but the Gemara tells us that even if she had three omissions, and then she had the Riyaz Dam Ayim Chov, it still revived the Veset. Ubi Gemara, Mashma, Vinki Kosha, the Ramban, all of the Kosha, she used to come and the Ramban, the Kosha, the Mashma, the Dain Loko, the Yasim Chov, the Upon, Ubi Gemara, the Chano, the Wafi, the Loko, the Upon, the Yasim Chov, Ukhil Pirash, the Rashi, the Hedron. ויר ליטרית, בימור, וקויה אפלו לסחיש, די משל יוסו הויסו תחילו בחוף לחיש, וחידה של אלוהם, I mean, that can only be visualized in connection with Tishre, Mahesh, and Kisle, it couldn't be visualized in connection with any other numbers. וחיד השינו אלוהם, הכל לסחיש, נמצא דאבר פישוב, ובימור פעמים של אלוהם עשו בחוף לחיש, כי אם שרו עשו בפעמר ביז בחוף לחיש, הוכר שלא בזמן אלו, בזמן בסדור לישני, כי הרוב מסוים מזכיש. אבל הרמב״ם כאן, הטיב עם זה בבסת הפלוג ליומים. דהיים אשר אינו סותחילו היסו מחוף לחוף, ושאין סולי למד, וכוס בהד, כשיגיע ללמד לבי אסלמד, נמצא יהיו לו היסו למר שאול פועלו ולפום למד. ובפעם השליש לרואה סובים הלמד, והכי רואה סובים חוף, לא יומי כבר זה שבו לבסטו ליצ'י לחוף לחוף שערי קדם לי הסחוף שעכשיו הוא עשור לי הוא עשור כלל רק בגלל למד הונצוי ויש כמוניה מריא לריא לחוף שעכשיו ואין כאן הקר אף לא גשו לי לא מתחילו אבל כורכו יצורך לימה שהוא עשור עכשיו ויזרי את זה אחר זה לחוף יום מביניהם דיבוזה נקרא אף לא גאו לשאינו והרמב״ן לא מהיר מזה שתראה עכשיו ביזריאס על כן כוס ורמב״ן דין שלאי שרוע עשו בלמחוב אחרי או שמיו וימלמד ומשום מין קשפי חוף ועם אף לא גאו ומכי הזה צריך הלוכה לשמי צריך של למחוב כשיגיע אוי תחוף ימלמד ואין לך נעמי אילו רוע עשו אחר למד השלישי ביספורמי וחוף יום בניהם, אבל גם כן בנהוכה, כחוזר הבסת אורי של מכנה, ויש בו זה ריבוסה. In other words, this is the case that the נקודס הכסף understands in the מחבר. אף על פי ויש בו ריבוסה, והוטה למד דו למד אף על פי שלא נקרא די, כי אם זה אחר, חוזר הבסת, חוזר, הבסת הוא יחד עם כן. In other words, so he doesn't understand the מחבר of the two the same way as the שחר understands it. That there are two ways. In other words, שינסו פעם ופעמיים, הוא ימלמד, so she had the ריאז דם on the first שלישי, and then she had the ריאז דם on the second שלישי, and then on the third שלישי she did not have the ריאז דם, but on the 32nd day, as of the second Shalishim, she had the Riyaz Dam, and then on the 20th day, as of the 32nd day, so she again had the Riyaz Dam. This is how the Shach explains it. But the Taz explains it simply, that it has reference to a Veset Aflog. So let's say a woman had the Riyaz Dam, let's say, she had the Veset Kavua of seeing down on the 20th day as of the preceding day. And then let's take the last day, as the first day. Let's consider the first day. So then on the 20th day she did not have the Riyaz Dam. But on the 30th day she had the Riyaz Dam. And then on the 20th day is of the 30th day, so she did not have the Riyaz Dam. So again she did not have the Riyaz Dam. So there was a second chin. So she did not have the Riyaz Dam. And when she had a real dam, so she get the second shloshim. So the second shloshim, so that is the second shloshim is of the first shloshim. Is of the first shloshim. That means on the 59th day is of the first year, in which the deviation first took place. So we call that the first day. So on the 59th day, that is really the second shloshim. The second shloshim. And then, so that is Shin So Pam and Pamayim. So when Shin So Pamayim on the 59th day, and then we say Fro. So on the 20th day, as of the second shloshim, so that will be on the 98th day. On the 98th day. So she saw on the 78th day. On the 78th day. So she saw that. So who has on the hope? So his hopes are vestige of hope in Canaan. So he says, so Yishalei Shavasa bin Chof Achad Yishni Yolim Alame Umishom Yishabi Chof Yom Atlot Umite Azet Zlicho Lohu Shmei Yisari Yishalim Chof Kishi Adi Arim Bin Chof Yimeno Ve'ilach Aname Yuro Asach Alam Zashrei Shim Yisbon Chosom Bneyem. This is how the Shach explains the tour. So Hav Gam Bin Yinoche Dechon Zara Besachim Shom Kenei Ve'yish Bo Zeri Buse Yehuta Yim Lame אף על פי שלא יהיה כרדיים, כי לאח שוב חוזר, הווסת, או איך עוד אם כן. So what did he say here? According to the task chart, in the Ramban, so he says that is, כי לאח שוב חוזר, הווסת, או איך עוד אם כן, so it's Utah Yilamit. So it's Utah Yilamit. We saw that the Ramban mentions 2 days. Suppose a woman had a vesit kavua of seeing dama limchof, and then she had two shenirim, and then after she saw dam on the first shloshim, which was a shenirim, and on the second shloshim, so on the 20th day as of the second shloshim, she did see dam. So one loshim Rambam says that she is muteres lebaal on the shloshim, and the other loshim is that she is not muteres lebaal. כשחזר הספירס בלי אינבסטור. וחוף, אף על פי שחוזר הווסת עם קיילי, יש העירה שצריך הולוך איש וינועמד ממנו. ויש העירה שאינך אישש את סכום, מישור שחוזר הווסת הקבוע על קיילי. נקע שאיני קבוע, ולא זה די תמיד. לא זה די תמיד. So the Rambam says that it becomes like a miracle. She doesn't have to wait till the 30th day. This is how the Tas says in the Rambam. So that is all right. So he says, V'yesh bo zeh v'buse d'hu tayim l'amed af pi shom inek radayim kim d'ach shof chozer aveset v'yachad m'kei. So as Ramban says in the second motion, because it's not mistaber that a woman should be put in her original position and be bound by her old veset kavua of yom chof and still be cheshesh v'yomam. That's what he says. So he says, "Kim da'achshav chozer abeset le'achad u'mkeinu." So this agrees with what Ramban says. Then he says, "Uviter asabai so daf kufayin dalad miforesh gam dilat talmud uliyo abeset afkod esayon u'mashel u'mitalmud higiyim amet u'miroasu higiyim chov miroasu achim chov ha'imilach al amidiyim shiroasu." In other words, so the terasabai is the Rashbo applies this price also to Veset HaFlov. You see, the Taz said in explaining the steer between our girls and the Rambam. So he said that Gemara is reference to Veset HaChidush. Mashim came the Rambam is reference to Veset HaFlov. So he says the Rashi going to Rasabalis applies the price also to Vesedatlo. Also to Vesedatlo. We think Rasabalis all, that we call it Tamdi, but Tamdi, or Vesedatlo, Yom. We must have a Tamdi, Lam Rossi, Yim Chom Rosso. Ach, Yim Chom, Fanel Achalam, Yim Shalas. Why Yim Shom, the Nidon Ishish, the Yisit of Yitvo. She calls up Shom, the Rasabalis says, Vichishe, Shesrim, Lam, Higi, Yim Lam, Velo, Yuaso. Now, so he says, so Hagia in the Teras Abayis. Yimlamed Viroaso, even though he says, Higia Yimlamed Viroas. Yimchov Viroas. Now, what is the Gears in our Gemore? The Gears say, at the end, so he gives him a screen below your eyes. We give him a screen below your eyes. We give him a screen below your eyes. That's how it is. What is the girl say of the Baramoye? So, you see, there is a stira in the Loshon of Teras Abayis. He says at first, Umashom of the Talmud, Higia Yim Lamed Velo Yeroaso. And then, Higia Yim Chob Yeroaso. So, the Higia Yim Chob Yeroaso, Hanelacha Lamed Yeim Sheroaso. But he mentions, Umashom of the Talmud, Higia Yim Lamed Velo Yeroaso. And then he says, the Higia Yim Chob Yeroaso means, Lacha Yim Lamed, Shewazo. So that means it's a Torah Sefer. So in other words, it has to be Higia Yimamed Vayim Shomu Nirali Sheish Tonu Sefer Yivom. Shekosas V'Reshes Yimamed Higia Yimamed V'lo Yiroaso V'Yiroas Yimcho V'Yiroaso Huta Yimamed. So Tzorich Lagia Yimamed V'Yiroaso. Because he says Hach Yimchov Hanilach Alamed Yeim Hach Alamed Yeim Shavuasa. So in other words, it's a Torah Sefer when he says, Higia Yimamed V'lo Yiroaso. It should say, Higia Yimamed V'Yiroaso. And then, Higia Yimchov. So the second Shloshim, so there was a Riyazdan. And then, Higia Yimchov, after the 20th day as the second Shloshim, and there was a Riyazdan in V'Yiroaso. Now, but not like our girls say. So, because the Higia Yim Shleishim Yiroaso and the Higia Yim Esrim Velo Yiroaso. So, in other words, so he says that it is manifest that there is itoni sefer mitiras abayis, and mitiras abayis, it's definitely there is an obvious itoni sefer, because otherwise there is a stimet. He says umasho mitam v'giyah yelamed v'loy waso higiyah yimchov yimoaso hachimchov hainelach alamed yin shemoaso. So that means that the yelamed is waso. So it's itoni sefer when he says higiyah yelamed v'loy waso. So we have to be magia yimlamed v'roaso, higia yimlamed v'roaso, and higia yimchov also v'roaso. So that's the girsa of the Balamoya. Higia yimlamed v'roaso, higia yimchov v'roaso. So tzorch magia. So he said, now how does he mention the loshim, the tiras abayis? So, higia yimlamed v'loy roaso, and after that, higia yimlamed v'loy roaso. So he says, so is neka, so huta yimlamed. So in other words, so he says, so from the lotion of the teras abayis, it seems that there is a Torah Sefer. And not only there is a Torah Sefer, there is a Torah Sefer in the expression that he says at first, Higiyah Yimlamed V'loy Roaso. So it should say, Higiyah Yimlamed V'roaso. But then, there is no Torah Sefer in Higiyah Yimchov V'roaso. Because that he says, Hayimchov Hanelach Alamed Yeh, Sheroaso. So the real of Yimchov Hanelach Alamed Yeh, Sheroaso. So that is the gears. In other words, that the Tiras Abayis is a different gears than our Gemara. Because our Gemara, the gears is, Higia Yim Shleishim V'Roaso, Higia Yim Esrim V'Loi Roaso. V'Loi Roaso. So in other words, the Tiras Abayis have the gears and the Balamoy. So it's talk about Higia Yim Lamed V'Roaso. V'Nire, Shechein Hoyo Gam Gears as Rambam V'Nire. So the Ramban also had it yes. Ufize BMS Iroas. Gimme Pomi Bimchov. So according to the Gears of Ramanimo. So as far as the Tiras Abayis is concerned, so we see that the Tiras Abayis really had the Gears of Ramoya. Because he says, Viroas Yimchov. And even though he says at first the Gia Yomam Viroaso, but it really should be Gia Yomam Viroaso. And then the Gio Yimchov V'Roaso. So it's not like our girl said, that the Gia Yimamed V'Roaso and the Gia Yimchov V'Loi Roaso. So in other words, so he's giving us like Balamoya. He Gia Yimamed V'Roaso, he Gia Yimesrim V'Roaso. He Gia Yimesrim V'Roaso. All right. Now, how does Vayim Shom, the Nivri Sheish Toi Sefer before, Shekosav Shom, V'Cheshesh Lo Yimlamed, Higia Yimlamed V'Lo Yiroaso, U'Yimchov Yiroaso, Huta Yimlamed, Tzorech Lagia. So in other words, we have to read, Higia Yimlamed V'Roaso, U'Yimchov Yiroaso, Huta Yimlamed. So, Tzorech Lagia Yimlamed V'Roaso. So in other words, so what does he say in the Tiras Abayis? Higia Yimlamed V'Roaso.